Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, not only will you open the door to new understandings, but you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. This way, you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Tonight, it's my pleasure to welcome back my friend and psychic Kat Edwards, who is a clairvoyant medium, diploma life coach, civil funeral celebrant, JP, spiritual teacher and mentor, public speaker and singer, finally, writer and mom of four. Born in Scotland, Kat moved with her family to Australia when she was 4 years old. As a young child, she became aware of having some spiritual knowledge and began to have her first spiritual experiences at age 5. When she was 15, Kat bought her first deck of tarot cards and started to read for her friends. At age 24, she began to read professionally, and since then she has gone on to read for thousands of people over the past 17 years. As a qualified life coach, Kat is able to mix her spiritual knowledge and abilities with her life coaching knowledge to give you a compassionate, informative, thought-provoking, and guided experience which can be very helpful to assist you in your life direction. Kat specializes in helping you in your life direction and can see the potential in you even when you can't. Her life's purpose is to honor life and encourage success. That's the life in you and the success that is yours for the taking. She is a guidance-style reader, which means she facilitates messages of support, guidance, and wisdom from spirit to you. Predictions may form a part of the reading process, however, they are not the sole focus. So keep that in mind. If you're expecting a prediction, you may or may not get it, but you will get a message that comes from spirit, and Kath is a wonderful channeler, so you will really enjoy the experience. And if you want to learn more about Kat or book a private session with her, which is well worth the money, I've done it, and she's very reasonable, you can go to on the World Wide Web, Kat Edwards, and Kat is spelled like the animal, C-A-T, Edwards, clairvoyant.com. Clairvoyant is C-L-A-I-R-V-O-Y-A-N-T, Kat Edwards, clairvoyant.com. So check that out. And we have 13 callers on the line. We're not going to be able to get to all of you. We'll do our best to get to as many of you as we can, and undoubtedly there will be more callers. These are just the callers that called in before 7:30, Kat. And with that said, let me introduce you. How are you tonight?
Well, I'm wonderful, thanks. And thanks for having me on again.
Oh, it's always a pleasure, Kat. I love having you on the show, and your work and your reputation just resonates with the callers and listeners that I have. So I do hope that some of them will book private sessions with you. But they're all anxious to talk to you, in particular one who's tuned in a couple of times when my guests haven't shown up, and that happened last night. My apologies to all, but glad that some of you who called in last night tried again tonight. So, Kat, what's new and exciting in your neck of the woods?
Well, my neck of the woods is Brisbane, Australia, and it's cold for us. I'll buy that. My cousins in Missouri in the USA probably want to took me over the head and smacked me on the bottom and tell me stop being silly because, I think it gets freezing where they are. But, it's cold here and we've just had the new moon. It's been that's a dark moon. It's also been a super moon. So even though it's a dark moon, it was the closest to the sun in its orbit, closest to the Earth, in its orbit, that it's been in a while. And we had a solar eclipse, I think it was a partial solar eclipse last night. And then also, it was Friday the 13th yesterday, which is Friday the 13th for you guys today.
Uh-huh.
Anyone had a crazy day? Because I did yesterday. I had a really crazy day. For those people who are a bit confused in the North America, it's 9:30 in the morning on Saturday for me here in Australia. So yesterday was Friday the 30th. Thank God it's over.
Kat, I just got a message from one of the listeners. They said it's hard to hear you. Are you on speakerphone, hon?
Yes.
I know that you probably are going to want to do cards, but is it possible to take it off speaker, at least for the moment?
Yes.
Okay.
Is that better?
Oh, yeah. All the difference in the world. Are you able to facilitate readings without speaker? If not, by all means, use the speaker.
Okay. Yeah, I'll see how I go.
Okay.
With my injury, we'll work with it.
Okay. Well, our caller, Deanna, says thank you both. So it's nice to have Facebook for times like this. Deanna, welcome tonight. You're down the list, and we're up to 15 callers. We'll see if we can get to you, hon. So anyhow, sorry for the interruption, Kat.
Okay.
Do you pick up the thread, or would you like another prompting question?
Can you say that again, please?
Oh, I just wondered if you can pick up where you left off. If not, I'll fire another question at you.
Now fire a question at me. I was just happy that Friday the 13th was finished.
Okay, well, tell us how your services are going and what new services that you're offering, which may or may not be related to your psychic services.
Oh, okay. Well, at the moment, I'm still doing my spiritual work. I had 7 weeks off of doing public speaking because of various family birthdays and just needing a rest. I often go around the spiritual churches and centres here in Brisbane and on the Sunshine Coast, which is just north of Brisbane, doing spiritual teaching, and it's my service. It's voluntary, and it's my absolute pleasure and service to spirit and to those congregations and those centres and churches. So I've just started back up there doing that. And I had recently become aware of the spiritist community, and I was living in ignorance, and I wish I hadn't been all this time, because in Australia, the spiritualist community is pretty dominant. There are some outcrops of spiritists, but there's not too much of it around, and most of it from my research is in Portuguese. So I went along recently and I learnt about them, and then I became incredibly curious because what they were teaching was stuff I'd already knew. I had found knowledge of as a child.
Yep.
And I must have come into this incarnation knowing. And there were a lot of things there that were absolutely what I had been teaching people myself. So I was feeling very excited about that. I was feeling very excited about learning just how organized they are, what the wonderful work they're doing in the community, and just how aware they are of the spiritual realm and of the positives and the negatives of the spiritual realm. And so it prompted me to do some research and to look really deeply further back than just the Fox sisters, who are the most famous mediums who sort of started, considered to be the people who started the spiritualism movement. And I found Andrew Jackson Davis, and he was an amazing person who was actually a illiterate person. He'd only had, depending on the literature I've read, 3 to 7 months of education, and was born to a poor family. The father seemed to be a bit of a alcoholic and a bit mean to him. But he had this centeredness. He had this sense of self. He had this sense of not letting somebody else rattle his chain. And he went on to become an amazing medium. He wrote books, and he wrote I can't think of the bloody word.
That's all right. I know exactly what you're talking about.
He wrote the philosophy that started the spiritualist movement, which then created the interest, from what I can understand, of Alain Kardec, who was the French scientist who then went on to create the spiritist movement. And between the two of them, if we can look at them, the spiritualists and the spiritists, we can look at them as a whole, we can see this amazing gift that has been given to the world of factual knowledge about the simple human condition, that it's not actually a mystical out there woo-woo fantasy, and it's not. There is the seen and the unseen. It's scientifically proven there's a seen and the unseen. We have a mind. Have you seen your mind? You've only heard your mind, and you've seen memories in your mind, but have you ever seen your mind? Your mind is the unseen.
Mm.
The seen is the physical realm and the body.
Right.
But when we pass away, the mind remains. It's a thought form. It remains. And it remains in the image of the last body it occupied. And this is where we can see personalities who express themselves in apparition. So we have the seen and the unseen. And the spiritists and the spiritualists will teach about ectoplasm and about the peribody, which is the fluidic body that covers the thought form so that it can express itself. So it is still, to me, that is still one layer of physicality. It is a high vibrational layer of physicality, but it is still there. And I feel that once it gets to a certain vibration, it no longer needs to have that. Or maybe if it brings its vibration down, it may be able to form that so that the physical eye can see it. I find that very good, because I didn't grow up as a spiritualist. I didn't grow up as a spiritist. I grew up in a house where my mother was brought up Catholic, became a Uniting Church person. My father, an agnostic, was very much into science and the scientific approach, and the two of them were across scientists. My mother was in the medical field as a triple certificated nurse. She was in medical science. My father in physics and in mechanical engineer. My upbringing is very academic, and it was not focused on religion or spirituality at all. So my knowledge did not come from anyone in my sphere when I was a child or even as a teenager. To have then had that knowledge, knowing that if I talked about it, I would be ridiculed and persecuted by members of the community and even members of my household, I kept it to myself for a long, long time, until finally I started to let little snippets go. Even when I first started working professionally as a reader, I wouldn't necessarily let my knowledge go, because I had read for people from all walks of life, but they weren't at that time. In the early 2000s, they were not necessarily open to the spiritual knowledge that I had. But had I grown up in a spiritist household or a spiritualist household, it would have been a lot different. So to bring it all round full circle,
firstly, I just feel so excited that I feel like I've come home. I feel like I've got a full circle of knowledge that validates the knowledge that I have.
Mm-hmm.
But also, and I can't wait to meet more spiritist people because I absolutely adore the spiritualist people that I know. But also, I think that we need to start having open conversations about the human existence, that there is a spiritual human existence and a physical human existence, that it happens during life in the physical body and during life without a physical body, that you have life, that life continues. It does not die, it recycles, that we have a transition, and that knowing that we reincarnate is actually something that can give us a lot of comfort. Because, you know, especially with young children, when you teach them about reincarnation, it's very comforting for them.
Sure it is.
Because it's very confronting. It's very confronting when a pet dies or a loved one dies.
Right.
Very, very confronting. But the knowing that, oh, they're going to reincarnate, that makes them feel good. And because you're not actually telling them the fib, you're giving them something that they can hold on to that's comforting and also honest. So it's quite a good experience to be in this level of knowledge and just to realize it's not mystical, it's not woo-woo, it's not some fantasy, everyone dressed up like a gypsy. This is just the human experience. This is just the environment that we have, that the universe is seen and unseen. The universe is subtle and blunt. The universe is light and dark. It has equal and opposite, as above, so below.
You are on fire.
I've
got to interrupt you because we're... but you know what I was thinking as you were talking? Let's do our next show a half hour on just what you were talking about. How does that sound?
Mm, that sounds great.
Okay. I think we better go to the phone lines because there's even more and more people lining up. And I'd like to try to get to the people that I talked to before the show. Are you open to going to the phone lines?
Yes, let's do that.
Okay. Our first caller is Michelle. And Michelle, I'm bringing you live and you are live.
Thanks for taking my call. Hi, Kat.
Hi, Michelle.
So I guess I'll leave it up to you what you want to talk about. I'm kind of curious about love and work because I'm unemployed. So whatever you think, I guess I need to know. Please and thank you. That's okay.
Okay. All right, so now's the time, Michelle, for you to really think about what your belief system is in regards to where you want to go with your life. You're talking about
okay.
wanting love and you wanting work. They're two major life decisions.
Yeah.
and, you know, I mean, you could go for, yeah, any job, but... I feel like you need to be, you know, looking at do my values match these people who I'm going to go and work with? Am I going to feel pressured to do things I don't want to do? Or am I going to be giving credit where credit's due? Is this work worth my while? I feel that the energy around you is I'm done with the same old, put up with it, and I really need to have something I can get my stick my teeth into and enjoy the environment I'm in. And that attitude, whether you're in work, going for a walk down the beach, at the pub or the supermarket, with your friends at a cafe or at home, that feeling of it, that there has to be some sense of satisfaction will permeate into everything else. So the love experience that you're after also needs to be something that is not going to destroy you, needs to uplift and fulfill you. And so I'd hold back on rolling forward too hard with that just now and get this, where you're going with your work, absolutely under control. And pull some cards around it, and I can see the success card is here. But I can tell you it hinges on two things, self-belief and self-confidence, which is basically the same thing anyway. But if you if you're not sitting there in the belief that you can attract something that is like you, like your value system, that you can enjoy being in, and you don't believe that you have the confidence to go for that, you'll just end up either where you're still at or in something that just drags out every day. It drags out. So I encourage you to go forward, feeling confident in who you are. And striving with your belief systems in your heart to make sure that you attract that. And I do feel you will, and I do feel that it will lead you to a path. What Spirit's showing me is a hop, skip and a jump to the future that you're manifesting. So you're already in a process of manifesting now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So then... The good work that you've done is already bringing it up to an energy level that, because once things hit momentum, then they're hard to stop. It doesn't matter what it is, it's hard to stop with that momentum behind it. And you've really, that manifestation energy that you put into it, it will go. So one of the cards here is fears around money, uncertain self-employment, wisdom to accept help from others. So I step back and look at who's around me that is championing me and unpacking my fears and concerns with them, because most of them they'll just be things that are sort of silliness, which is what most fears are. It's no negative against you at all. It's just what most fears are. They're a false illusion. And start to really... replace them with self-belief affirmations. I think you're going to do blast through it. I'm seeing a period of three, so that's days, weeks or months, hopefully not years, for you to be in a career path that you absolutely love. And I feel in that position of strength, you're going to find that your self-worth skyrockets, and there you'll attract someone who's on a higher, more positive level for that love interest that you're after. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Thank you so much. Blessings.
Michelle, thanks.
Okay, thanks for calling, Michelle.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And you're welcome. To the other callers on the line, we have so many of you. We're not going to be able to get to all of you, so I'm asking that you try to be succinct in asking your question, and there will be no follow-ups tonight, so pick your question wisely. Our next caller is Wendy, and Wendy... you are live.
Hi, Kat. Thank you so much for taking my call. I was in a car accident on March 9th. I'm on state disability for a while. I think that my doctor might have approved me off through January or maybe early February. And then I'm thinking maybe my employer will take me back after that. And I'm hoping to hold off starting my Social Security until at least a year or longer. How long will I be able to wait? When do you see me starting my Social Security? I hope it's at least a year off.
Okay. So I'm absolutely not familiar with your country's system or your state system in regards to what you're talking about. So,
well, it means after working 35 years, then you get money every month. It's retirement money from Social Security. So
okay.
I'm trying.
Okay, pension.
Yes, that's what it is. Yep.
Okay. So you're wanting to hold off getting your – I just need to clarify. You're wanting to hold off getting your pension for about a year. Is that correct?
Or more. It's called Social Security.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Well, Okay, so the message that I'm getting for you, Wendy, is that just as long as you are amenable, you put in your paperwork, and you go and see people in person, you know, like the people behind the counter, the people who are actually doing the work, you go and you be friendly, chit-chat, not too much information about yourself, just what they need to know. But you just follow the process and you be kind and polite. I can, quite frankly, I can see it just bopping along nicely. The way the whole thing will unfold, it doesn't feel like it's going to have too many hardships or stops and starts. I do see a couple of pauses where you're like, oh, I feel like I'm in limbo. But overall, I feel like this, it, like a little bouncing ball that just bounces just along is the vision that I'm getting, of everything just bouncing along nicely and coming to a full conclusion at the when the time is right. The only thing to watch out for really is not to start to feel like you're in a sense of entrapment. Like, so don't let yourself fall into some illusion that things are not going to work out and that you're stuck in a gilded cage. Don't be too overly focused on things that you can't have, material things that you can't have at this time as well, and guard against any kind of negative or fear-based thoughts. If you keep yourself positive and you work with the people that you have to work with, I just feel like everything will bop along quite nicely for you. So about a year would be about right. Not a year from your car accident, a year from whenever you lodged the first round of paperwork. I saw you handing some paperwork and it felt like the first round of paperwork. So I would give it, I would say yes to you. Your timeline that you're aiming for, it feels to me like the timeline that you need to go for. I feel very peaceful when I think about it. Does that make sense to you, Wendy?
So I'll be able to hold off at least until January, February of 2019?
Yes. And as long as you keep your thoughts positive and you don't start to feel like you're in some sort of trap, like you're entrapped, like you're in a gilded cage, that's an illusion. We can buy into a lot of illusions as living beings. We can create illusions in our minds. And the last thing you want to do right now is to make one up. And they come through fear, so you're not consciously doing it. You're welling up a fear, and fear has come from the ego, which is just the infant self, and the infant self is there going, I need to survive, I need to survive. That's what an infant does. It's all about survival. And your infant self is in that, oh, shit, I've got to survive. And it will start to think about fear because fear comes with survival. So coming out of your heart, you're in a more peaceful state. You're coming out of that youthful, joyous state. And you allow that. You just keep patting your tummy and telling yourself, it's okay, everything's going to be okay. Because your infant self, your ego, sits in the three bottom chakras of your belly. So solar plexus, sacral, and base. So love yourself, absolutely love yourself up, and just keep rubbing your tummy and telling yourself you're going to be okay. You won't start creating some fear-based illusion, and you'll be able to just bop along with the timeline. I mean, quite frankly, January, February next year, that's going to, we'll be there before you know it. We're already halfway through the year. So, you know, just breathe. And I empathize with you.
Well, thank you.
I had a car accident last year. I know how difficult it is.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thanks, Wendy. God bless.
Thank you.
There were so many parts of that reading that apply to all of us, Kat. I really loved the metaphor about being stuck in a gilded cage, and so many of us can do that to ourselves, and we also can open the cage,
yeah,
fly free.
Yes.
Our next caller is Carla, and Carla, you're live.
Hi. I have a question. I had a talk with my landlord that I rented office space with, and we haven't gotten along since day one, but she agreed verbally to let me go at the six-month point, which is two more months. She wanted me to take her word for it, which is not legal, and I would still owe her money because she's just, per se, a not honest person with me, the whole contract to begin with, of leases. And I told her I needed it in writing to void and null that contract, the lease. Do you see her doing that? She said she was going to work on it, which is not hard at all, this coming week. Do you see her doing that?
I feel you'll have to push the point. And I think, have you contacted the relevant authorities in your state in regards to your tenancy agreement?
Yeah, I've already talked to two lawyers regarding it. The way she worded the lease was very crooked, but she got me in there and she has to agree upon letting me go at the six-month point instead of the year point. Verbally she did, but I have to get her to write up and down all, as I say, null and void as of September 30th. The lease is, you know, terminated. And she says she has to work something up. She wanted me just to take her word for it, which is she's just so dishonest. You know, she's just proven that since day one, and proved that she does not like me at all. She made that known very loud. But do you see her writing that out to get me out of there at the six-month point or even before?
I think you need to put it in writing to her. Have you written your conversation with her in a diary at all?
Yeah, I'm going to do that tomorrow.
Have you done any kind
of
journal?
Log it. Yeah, yeah, I have a journal of everything that's been going on.
Yeah.
But see, that won't hold a good
court
either.
All conversations with questionable people need to be put in a diary just as a matter of the court. But I feel that the best course of action with this person is to write to them and to quote the conversation that you had with her and that you had her verbal agreement that she would agree that it would be completed on this date and that she would return in writing the verbal agreement. So, therefore, she has your end of it in writing and your understanding of what's going on in writing, and therefore you will be able to take that further because you've already put the conversation in writing. I feel like this person will try to hold back as much as she can if she's a game player. And she's just doing it for kicks, like it's a power thing, it's a control thing. Will she end up doing it? It's a free will thing. I'm not going to stake my reputation on her decision because she hasn't made it, but I will say on the evidence of probability, she most likely will not do it unless she has no other choice. So create a situation where she has no other choice. Do you understand? Take control because she's taking control from you. So you go forward legally and put it in writing and give it to her, email it to her and give her a physical copy of the transcript of conversation. And could you please respond to this in writing? No more verbal contact. Put down what you said you would do, like you said you would honour the funds that needed to be honoured. So you will do all of this by a certain date, and the agreement was she would do what she was going to do. And don't leave it open-ended. It must be done by a certain date. So you set the terms with her. If there's any, like here in Queensland, there's the Residential Tenancy Authority and there's official forms that you can put onto somebody. So for landlords, the tenants can issue them a Form 11, like if they were supposed to replace the oven and they never did. You can issue them a Form 11, and then they're legally obliged. So I would be looking at what official forms you can also issue her if there has been an agreement to break the lease verbally. But otherwise, and you can also send her the form. So she actually has, she doesn't have to do anything. You can give her a more transcript of the verbal conversation and send her the form. And that there is, and I would also be saying to her, as per our verbal agreement, I will no longer be paying rent from this date. So she's then saying, oh, okay, there's not going to be any money coming through because we've had the agreement. But as much as you can, put it in writing yourself, keep all conversations with her in your diary, and good luck. But this is the kind of person that unless they don't have a choice, they will continue to push buttons and create problems because it's just a power trip. Sounds like a narcissist to me. Unfortunately, that's the position you're in. So, just do what you can to create a situation where it's unworkable for her to try and play a game with you. This is a child. It might be an adult, but that's a child. They're a nasty little piece of work. So be the adult. Just go no emotion, zero emotion, and just the facts. If you want to get emotional, go speak to a psychologist or your best friend, but don't let her see a skerrick of it or she'll jump on it and she'll just make things worse for you.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
I'm sorry
that's
thank
happening. You.
Good luck with everything. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Best wishes, Carla, and thanks for calling tonight. Okay, our next caller is Keisha, and Keisha, you're live.
Hello, do you hear me? Hello?
Hi, Keisha. How can I help you? Hello.
Hi, I was wondering.
We can hear you, Keisha.
No? Oh, okay. I had my headphones in. But, I want to know about my job description. Do you see me getting a job soon?
I'm sorry. What do you want to know about?
She wonders.
Can you repeat that, please?
She wonders if you see her getting a job soon.
Ah, okay. All right. Yes, Keisha, I do see you getting a job, but I don't think it's like a job that you want. It's just a do it sort of job, you know, like a factory job or something like that in the beginning. It's easier to get a job once you've got a job, and I do feel like you'll get something that just it's a going through the motions to get money job. But I feel like you're quite a skilled person, and it's just a matter of time for you to step up to the next level and to get something that's more like a career move. So in the short term, yes, I can see you getting work, but I don't feel like it's the kind of work that you want to do long term. However, in the mid to long term, I do feel like you will be able to move into more of a career move. So it's sort of short term pain for long term gain while you're deciding. So you're in like a transition period. I don't know if you're thinking of moving house, state, country, but there's certainly a transition period around you, and it's making me feel like there's a pause and a wait on the career path, but there's certainly, definitely I feel like there's an aspect of, money coming in. So I do feel like you need to just look at the practicalities and just cover that. But I want to encourage you to look at the good things about your life when you were younger and what it was that you wanted and what you loved and what you enjoyed, the lifestyle or the people or the creativity or the interest, whatever it was, that there is where you need to be heading and in your long game. And I feel you need to go back to that. So if that means moving house or moving state or moving country to get to it, that's where you need to be. But you're in a transition period, and you're not going to really feel happy until you start to go back into who your original self is, the plans that you had for yourself when you were much younger. So it's almost like right now it's going back to the drawing board again, but this time you get to do things better because you've had the experience and the mistakes. So, yeah, I do feel a job coming. I don't feel like it's the greatest job in the world, but it'll pay the bills while you start to really think about what's next. Does that make sense to you?
Right. Yeah, that's exactly. I'm trying to go back to school, but in order for me to go back to school, I need, like, a part-time job on the weekend so I can really, really concentrate on school during the week. And, yeah, like you said, you just got to take anything until I finish this school, and then I'll be, you know, happy again once I get into my career. So, yeah, you're hitting the nail right on the head. So, thank you.
Yeah. Okay, well, good luck. And I saw you with a hairnet on. So, to me, that's factory work or preparing food, that sort of thing. Yeah. But,
okay.
Good luck with it. And good luck with your studies.
And Keisha, remember, there's nothing that can really make us happy. It can enhance our happiness. Happiness comes from within, and you can create that no matter what you're doing.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah,
but I understand, though.
All right, honey. You take good care.
All right, you too.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Good night. All right, our next caller is Lynn. I had to jump in on that, Kat. Sorry. Lynn, you're live.
Hi. Hi, David. Thank you. Hi, Kat. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Lynn. How can I help you?
I just have a love question, what you may feel or see concerning love for me.
Okay. I'm going to pull some cards for you in regards to that. All right. So, yes, I can see love for you. Are you in a relationship at the moment? Because I've actually pulled a wedding proposals card.
Oh, my gosh. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. But, yeah, okay.
I think you're going to
wow.
have a massive change in your life. I think you're going to, there's new career opportunities for you, and you're either going to be getting money through an inheritance or a big loan or something like that. There's money coming to pay off debt, and there's a career opportunity around you. There's also, yeah, falling in love, and I do feel that this might take you to a new level of relationship. And then there's also a lot of structure in your life around that. So if you're wanting a family, you need to have structure
yeah.
and discipline, being organized, you know, all the children march in line. And I feel that quite possibly might be the path that you're hurtling towards right now. So if you're manifesting a husband and a family, then... And a new career path and the whole thing, whole shebang, yeah, it's coming. So hold
wow.
on.
Wow. Yes. Okay. Thank you. That's
yeah.
wonderful.
I've just pulled another card.
Yes.
Good luck with that.
Thank you so much, Kat. Thank you. Appreciate you. Thank you, David. Appreciate you.
You're welcome.
You.
Good night, Lynn. God bless.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
You got an amazing reading, Lynn. All right. Well, that really just poured right out of you, Kat. Yeah. It always, but I mean, it was like winning the lottery, the reading you gave. Kathy is our next caller, and Kathy, you're live on the air.
Hi. Hi, Kat. It's Kathy. I was calling concerning...
Hi, Kathy.
Interview. I had an interview on Wednesday. I think it went great. I was trying to see if I'll get the offer and any timing around that. Or what do you see around it?
Okay, let's see. I would say that it's feeling quite positive for you to advance forward with your career, and that your interview could prove quite fruitful. I also feel that you are somebody who makes good decisions about the moves that you create in your life. So this, you must have been very specifically thinking about this style of work and these people to work with. And you maybe were also looking for something a bit more challenging. There is some training and more study coming as well around your career. But there's those good business decisions and giving to the people who are less fortunate. So it will actually help you, whether, I don't know if this work is in like a not-for-profit organisation or if they have a branch of, that they help others, but there is an altruistic element in your career path. And I pulled the Your Wishes Come True card. So I do feel that it's either this job or it's one just like it. But, yeah, it's all going to come into fruition for you.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes. Do you see when I'll get the offer by chance?
Okay. You've got a period of four around it. So period of 4 days, weeks, months. I'm hoping it comes in a period of 4 days. Sometimes people take up to 4 weeks to make decisions. But I think you need to focus on the thing that you're looking to create and know that you're on the right path. So the universe will bring you what you want. And as long as you're feeling focused and positive about that, you'll bring it into your life.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Good luck with that, Kathy.
Kathy, take care. Okay, our next caller is Tim. We've got a man on the line. All right, Tim, you're live.
Okay. Thanks for picking my call, Pat.
Hi, Tim. How can I help you?
He just got dropped. I don't know what happened. I didn't copy down his number. I'm going to look for a new call. In the meantime, we have a Skype call, and hopefully Tim will call back in. And Skype caller, what's your name, please?
Hi, Kat. Hi, Mr. David Clark. My name's Veronica.
Hi, Veronica.
Hi. Hi, Ms. Kat. I have a question for you, please. I'd like to know my mom. I want to know if anybody talked to my mom when she was here at the home. The reason I ask is because I always tried to have her be living in heaven here on earth. I want her always to be healthy, happy. I don't like telling her problems because her job was to live. Are you able to do that for me?
So just need to clarify, Veronica. You're worried that somebody is upsetting or talking to your mother at the nursing home. Is that correct?
No. She was in a nursing home. No. I was wondering, did anybody came to bother my mom, like a neighbor or somebody, while she was here?
She's deceased, is she, Veronica?
Yeah, she died. But I just want to know because there's a neighbor. I don't talk to anybody, but it was an old lady, and she was very jealous of my mom because my mom was well taken care of, and of course I'm a daughter, so I just want to know that.
Okay. My concern is that if I was to say yes, and then I went on and described the person, that then there would be a drama that would be created. And I wonder if you're feeling, and you must be feeling like you want to have some sort of vengeance or you want to settle something. And I'm wondering if this is really the karma that you want to create and if this is something your mother would actually want you to do. She's not with you now in physical, but she is with you in spirit. And you've been a beautiful daughter to her. You've loved her. You've provided for her. You've done everything to do the good work that you needed to do for her. Is there really, you know, I feel a bit concerned that if I go in and I start to focus on who may have upset your mother, that this is actually going to then skyrocket into something that's going to be a drama.
Does that make sense, Veronica?
Yes, yes. And Ms. Kat, do you have any message for my mom? I understand. I don't like drama, but I understand.
Okay.
Do you have any message for my mom, please?
Okay. You know, your mom is like she's a solid champion for your cause, for whatever you do, you want to do. You know, she's there. She's with you, pushing you to be as happy and to be the best that you can be. She's also shown me that there is, in the way that you think, there's a lot of originality. So you're quite, you have like a visionary thinker. You've got a lot of original thoughts. You're very creative. You've got quite a lot of ingenuity. And she's showing me that there's a big life changing event coming up for you in the future, and that there will be some understanding, some revelation. So it's a shift. It's a big shift in the way that you view life or others or the world, which is actually going to spark a process of you spreading your wings. So she's really in a place of encouragement towards you. Like, okay, if you do the whole, well, she's giving you a red rose and she loves you and all of that jazz, but that's not where she's at. She's like in there pushing you to be bigger and better than you were yesterday. And she's also there helping to orchestrate the events that will create the shift that will make you feel so good that you want to fly, or so uncomfortable that you want to fly. That, I don't know you, so I don't know which way that's going to go. But either way, you're going to get up and go somewhere positive if you keep your head in that place. So there's a review and evaluation time. There's a time where you're going to sort of sit back and assess the facts, but I think that you're going to really drive yourself in a positive new direction. And I feel like she's there helping you to navigate that, and that's her path at the moment. She's got a lot of wisdom, a lot of kindness, but overall a lot of encouragement towards you. She also shows me like that she in particular liked to, like, a, I don't know what your ethnicity is. I know you're in the USA, but you could be from anywhere in the world, but they're saying like a paella or a rice dish that she's likes to watch you make, and she's really she likes it when you just sit back and relax. So obviously you don't relax enough. So she's wanting you to sit back and relax. So chill out. It's coming up the weekend, and that's what she's wanting you to do. Okay, well, good luck with that, Veronica.
Thank you.
Okay, Veronica.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for calling. Well, we don't have a lot of time left, and Tim has not made it back into the studio, which is a surprise because he had been on the line since 10 minutes before the show started. At any rate, Kat, I interrupted you earlier, and that was rude of me. And I don't know if there's anything else that you would like to say to the listeners tonight. I think we'd best not take another reading, so I would love it if you had any other words of wisdom to share, or if you can remember what it was you were trying to get through when I interrupted you. I wanted to give you that opportunity.
Oh, thank you. No, I just wanted to really say, let's start talking about ourselves as people who have the seen and the unseen as being normal. Let's open the conversation and have it as a normal thing. Let's talk about things that happen to us and not be afraid to communicate it. We're all evolving. We're all coming out of the dark ages with the way that, and I don't want to put religions down because they have their place and there's a lot of good people who are doing religion, but they have also caused a lot of violence and frustration and hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been also the blindfolds put on with a lot of people only think about you can't prove it in the physical, it must not be real. Well, really, quantum physics and other scientific approaches are starting to see, well, it is. And if you look at people like Alan Kardec, who was actually a world-renowned French scientist before he became interested in spirituality, he took a scientific approach to proving that there is a spiritual realm. So let's have a conversation with each other that is open, that isn't in this sort of woo-woo, ooh, it's a bit freaky and, you know, ghost story format. Let's just see it as it is and recognize that this is the environment that we're in. This is the habitat, the human condition. And that way we can really evolve more rather than stay where we have been, which is, it's not a good place, you know. I mean, you just have to look at the Middle East to see that being in the place that we've been is not good. Those beautiful people are growing up around so much hatred, and yet they're a melting pot of different religions. And they're all having a seen and unseen experience, every single one of them, because that's the way the human being is. So that's what I'd like to encourage people, is just to start opening up the conversation as it being normal. Yeah.
That sounds wonderful. I don't know if that's on my end or what, the beeping, but I think what I heard you say was encouraging us to be real. I mean, we are beings of light in human form, and let's come together instead of pulling each other apart. Let's embrace the depth of our beingness. And Kat, thank you so much for joining me tonight. And if you'd be kind enough to stay on the line for just a moment after I close the show, I'd appreciate it.
Okay, thanks everybody. Thanks Michelle, Wendy, Carla, Keisha, Luna, Kathy, Ken, and Veronica. It was wonderful and a great privilege to refuel.
Beautiful. Thanks again. Let's take time to pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night, and God bless.